Kia ora, I'm here with Mohi. How are you, G?
Yeah, doing good. Just making music. How are you?
Yeah, good, bro. Good as. Can you introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are?
Yeah, kia ora te iwi. My name is Mohi. I'm a Māori neo-soul artist from West Auckland. I'm born and raised. My whānau from Te Tai Tokerau, Te Ranga Moana, and Ngāti Kahungunu ki Te Wāroa. And yeah, I make tunes.
Yeah, mean. So you're from everywhere, pretty much. Well, it's nice to have you here, G. What have you... You mentioned you're in the studio today, recording some new stuff?
Yeah, some new stuff. This in January, me and my friend Noema started working on a project, and this was one of the first songs that we demoed, and so we thought we'll do the proper recording today, get it together, and hopefully get it to the people sometime this year.
That's so exciting, G. That's really cool. And what's, is that just like what you've been up to lately? I saw you also released some SoundCloud demos recently.
Beautiful. That's exactly it. So those SoundCloud demos, that's part of this project.
Yep.
And so one of those particular songs is what we're working on today.
Mean.
And it's a bilingual song, so
cool.
It's kind of giving like old R&B vibes, and it's a very buzzy sound that we're working on. It's a very experimental phase at the moment, so exciting phase as well. But that's all we're doing today.
What does this phase feel like for you? I mean, you just released your album last year, and now making new stuff again. Like, how would you kind of define this period that you're in right now?
I would say I've been doing music as a solo artist for about 5 years, I would say now. And so the journey's been the journey. I would say that where I am right now is probably the most sure I am about my sound and even about my music, like what I'm creating. It's a real, everything I'm creating, whether it's sound or brand or whatever it is, it's very much me. And I feel like it's taken 5 years and those projects for me to finally get to a place now where I can create this sound. And so I'm really excited about what I'm doing right now. Really excited too about the traction that the last album got. That was a very like personal album that went into a whole lot of things, and it was really good for me to be able to create a project that spoke to my life and stories and struggle and healing and find a way to put that out and move forward. And so this next project, it's like the next step.
Next step being more authentic in your music journey and putting together all those skills that you've learned. And I can't imagine what it's like to like have waiata out in the world and be like, whoa, this was a huge healing process for me, and now everyone's just listening to it.
I feel like that.
Must be pretty buzzy. What was your process like for writing the album? You mentioned it was like big healing stuff, and what did that look like for you?
It was definitely unconventional. Like I had written a album. I wrote two projects before this one, and they both like kind of happened as general albums do. You write a demo, or you're working with a producer, and you create your tracks, and then they somehow make up a body of work. This album come out of nowhere. I was sort of thinking about writing a project for the year, and I was just sitting in a particular cafe writing ideas down, name titles, all of this, and then out of the blue started writing about a place I'm from, Henderson.
Shout out Henderson.
Wrote that song, but it was just like a flow on effect. So as soon as I wrote that song, it was like music got deeper and deeper, and album sort of, all of the writing actually of the album was written in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's so interesting to like how you can be kind of maybe not stuck, but like just waiting for something to like kick it off. And when you started writing about Henderson, it's like then everything just started growing and growing from there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, hard out. So that's kind of how it happened, and just caught up with three of my bros, and they helped bring the album together. So that's how.
Me huddle. It's a really beautiful album, bro, and I've been sending it to lots of my mates and just being like, you gotta freaking listen to this. This is some good shit right here.
Job, thank you.
And you actually opened for Loyal Kana. Was that this year?
Yes. Right, that guy's the guy, man. That guy is the one.
Yeah.
He was coming over here. I had already bought tickets to go see him.
Oh.
Because he's like one of those people that sort of look up to, or I look up to in the scene. And so I was already planning to go. And then out of the blue, I was thinking, far out, it'll be, you know, when you say something out loud, like, oh, I'd love to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my cousin, I was like, man, I'd love to open for Lil. It was just an idea. Maybe a week or so later, I made like a fucka moldy of one of his waiata.
What was the waiata that you fucka moldy?
Otolenghi.
Oh, it's like, cool.
That song. And I did that and then put it up, and out of nowhere he's seen it. And so his team reached out the week of, asked if I wanted to open. And so I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And so it just happened. Like, the idea that really putting things out into the world, something can happen from it. Also, the belief in that. And so,
yeah, that's freaking awesome. Like, you just like, I'd like to open for Loyal Kana. I'm going to do this. And then the week of the show, you get asked to open. That's like the buzziest series of events.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Far out, that's awesome. And what was it like to share a stage with him? I know you performed a waiata together at the end of the concert.
Yeah. It was surreal. So we had a gig the day before, and then we're organising our set to open. And it actually wasn't totally confirmed that we would sing with him until the day of. And so in my head, I was just like, okay, I get my set right, make sure that that's good. And so that was the main focus. And then once we did our sound check and stuff, his manager come up and was like, hey, like, so yeah, I reckon you two should sing that song, and we'll go sound check it and make sure that it works and stuff. And that period of the night was probably the most surreal, because I got to meet the whole band and we're singing a song. And the coolest thing about it is that Te Ao Māori got us to that stage. Like, Reo Māori got us to that stage.
Te Ao Māori to the world.
Exactly. So singing that particular part, like the real bit that was translated, and seeing the whole band like light up and like, oh shit, like, that's a whole culture there.
That was
probably the most surreal part of it.
Yeah.
And then that, like, his whole team were just like real down to earth people. They were just, they reminded me of Maldives, like,
same
vibe, like real down to earth. And so it was a huge experience.
That's incredible. And it's like, obviously, such a huge experience, but sounds really grounded in like whaka whanaungatanga, and just like care for, like, they really cared about you and were like, we want to put you on and you're going to sing this song. And just like whaka mana you so hard. And you were part of a special kaupapa coming up 10th of April at the Turning Fork. Tell us a bit about this, because this is pretty exciting.
Yes, we're on the next Don Kaupapa. Next Don puts on emerging artists into like some really iconic venues to perform and to headline their own shows. And so we got chosen as one of those artists for Aotearoa to create our own show. And it's going down at the Turning Fork April 10th. The show itself is called Māori Kid Meets World. The thinking behind it is really just showcasing Māori music and our culture and our waiata to everybody that's there, but also with the vision that Māori music is going to go global.
Absolutely.
So that's the big dream. That's what the show is. We have Great Self on the lineup. We have Hope and Groovy T.
Yeah.
So whoever's listening, come through. Come through.
It's amazing to see the proliferation of waiata Māori in this time that we are right now in the music world. And I just hope we're like, can keep growing and growing, and like, you're just such an important part of that, bro. So just want to mihi to you and for all your mahi that you do and all the stuff you're working on. You're killing it.
thank you. All right,
so e te whanau, you can catch Mohi at the Turning Fork 10th of April, as well as Great South, Hope, Groovy Tea as part of the Next On Kaupapa. Māori Boy Meets World, Māori Boy to the World.
Māori Kid Meets World, you got it.
Māori Kid Meets World, yo.
Fresh liquor in the morning. Pour a cup, pass a cup, fucked up, got me floating, feeling gorgeous. That's the only time I feel fine, and I'm happy to be living in my own skin. It's a problem, I'm the problem, master problem, think you can solve it. I got this trauma buried deep in my system. My skin got me heavy, keeping watch for my sisters. Flowers gon' grow and handle roots in the concrete pavement. We survived it, now we're thriving.
Now we're thriving, yeah, yeah, we're thriving, dumb. Like a flower.